I'm practicing artist for 10 years now, about. There was a point in my practice where I realized that I very often feel attracted to other works of people. And I felt like I want to modify them, or I have a certain statement to make about the work of other people. So I was doing it without being aware of anything like copyright. I didn't think about it. I was just doing it. And I did a lot of different works using different artistic practices and techniques of appropriation. And for example, well, the experiences are very different. I was asked to talk about my experiences. Sometimes people don't even realize if you do something to their work. So this doesn't cause any problem. Sometimes you try to provocate people, and you show them their work, you get in touch, and you try to cause a discussion or something. And mostly people don't like it very much if you modify their work. Actually, most of them hate it. And there is only very few who are curious about what you're doing, or are interested, or are open to the idea at all. And I have to admit that I myself have at certain points problems if people take my work and they do something to it, they change it. So it always depends a lot on what it is and who does it, and so on and so forth. So with the time, I realized that there is such a thing as copyright, and I might get in trouble. Or actually, to be honest, this was not really my problem, but I got more theoretically interested in, with the background that one strong notion of my work was always to question the idea of authorship in general. Is there such a thing as an individual author? What I never believed in, and what I always tried to undermine, is the idea of the genius. One reason for that was that the genius, historically seen, is a male concept, and I could not really identify with that. So I was trying to undermine the notion, the idea of a male genius, and question the idea of individual authorship, because I think you always are influenced more or less take ideas or material by other people, and it's not so precisely and not easily to definable what is your authorship exactly, and what is the authorship of other people. And I got more and more theoretically into it, and not only using the internet, but also before other media. But with the internet, like with the NetArt generator, we have this interesting model that the generator is on the web, available to everybody. So you can go to the website and you type in your name or any name and a title, and then the machine or the program generates a new piece of art. And becoming more aware of copyright issues, I try to find out who actually is the author of this piece that is generated. And I'm concerned with this question for some months now, and I get deeper and deeper into copyright law. I studied copyright law because there is a lot of interesting, and sometimes for the ears of an artist, absurd sounding definitions of what is a piece of art and what is an artist, and what certain qualities does a work have to have in order to be called art, and stuff like this. It's really it's a thing in itself to, well, I have a lot of fun with reading this kind of law discussions. And so the work I'm doing at the moment, and which is also present in the show, is that I refer back to an artist, to Andy Warhol, who himself questioned a lot the idea of originality in the arts, of authorship, by the work he was doing, by reproducing his own work, printing it, and not just printing himself on the printing machine, but asking other people to make his pieces. And well, there's a lot to say about Andy Warhol. I will stop at this point, but I make this reference in investigating his work by using some of his, in this special case, I'm using his flowers, flower images. I type in the net art generator Warhol flowers, and I get out new images that have something to do with Andy Warhol, and I'm trying to find out who is the author of this. And there is, maybe to end with one sentence, there is two ways I'm handling this. I'm having, I'm trying to make a discussion, create a discussion about this, a theoretical discussion, talking about authorship, trying to find out, is it the programmer who wrote the program? Is it Warhol? Is it actually the photographer that Warhol referred to with his work? Is it myself as the artist who gave just the idea, the impulse to get it started? Is this the user who is on the internet? So who is it? I can tell you there is not a definite answer to this question. This is one branch, or this is one line of thread, how I handle this. And the video, for example, where I created this course, is under an open license, so you can copy it, you can use it, it can be freely distributed and everything. On the other hand, I'm trying to conceptualize this and refer back to the art context by printing out these images. I enlarge them, I print them out. I can tell you they are really beautiful. You can buy them. I will sign them and you can buy them. If you want them for free, you just go to the website and print them yourself. Then they will be without my signature. So that's it. Mm-hmm.